Yes, Lord. You are worthy, O God, and you are truly a great God.
Yeah.
We come tonight that we might hear from our evangelist on the second night of our revival, and last night he gave us a word. You got to get hungry for the right thing.
All right. Amen.
For the right thing. Because we all are hungry for something.
Amen.
Everybody's hungry for something.
Amen.
And everybody don't like all food.
Amen.
There's some food that we just don't like.
Amen.
But he showed us last night we get to get hungry for the right thing.
Amen.
Because there's some things in us, on the inside of us, that ain't right.
Amen.
And we got to recognize it. No one can tell me what's right in me, and I can't tell you what's right in you.
All right.
But this word defines what's right.
Yes.
Whether it's in me or out of me, it's right.
Amen.
So tonight we're looking forward to hearing from the man of God, Pastor Wallace from the Setting Free Church. I don't think we need to introduce him, but we'll present him to you in his own way that we might hear what thus says the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, everybody. It's good to be here again, isn't it?
Amen.
It's always good to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we want to thank you, Lord, for another opportunity, Father God. Lord, I want to thank you that we're in a country, Father God, to where we can openly praise you, Father God, that we're not beaten for our beliefs at this point, Father God, that we can just go wherever we are and lift up our hands and give you thanks and give you praise and give you honor. Father God, as we bring forth the word this evening, Lord, ask that your Holy Spirit take control, that you convict hearts, that you purge things that need to be taken out, that your grace might prevail even more. And we give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
How great is our God. Amen.
Amen.
How great is our God.
Great.
I want to thank Brother Martin again for another opportunity to come out and minister you all this evening. And I want to let you guys know, beyond a shadow of a doubt, it's my desire in life to see people saved.
All right.
There's no other reason for being here, as I said yesterday, than to see people saved. And in order to see people saved, we must know the Savior.
Amen.
We must know the Savior in order to see people saved. And if you don't know Jesus, then it's impossible to show Jesus.
That's right.
If you don't know Jesus, then it's impossible to show Jesus. Every day I see not just people that aren't saved, but I see believers in Christ struggling against things that Christ has once set them free from. I see believers going backwards instead of forwards, and they'll go forward for a moment, and before you know it, they'll be backwards. You have to know Jesus.
Amen.
If we're not careful with the steps that we take, we'll find ourselves living in a Christian memory instead of living a Christian life.
All right.
This morning, or this evening, I'll be ministering on a message simply entitled, Whom Do Men Say That I Am?
All right.
Whom do men say that I am? We must have a revelation of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
If you would, turn with me in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 13 is where we'll be taking our text from. The Word of God reads, When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And they said, Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some other Jeremiah, or one of the prophets. He said to them, But whom do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered, said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said to him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, For flesh and blood have not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth, it shall be bound, and whatsoever shall be loosed on earth, it shall be loosed in heaven. In Christ's time, in our times right now, there are many thoughts about this Jesus figure. Some thought that Jesus was John the Baptist. Some thought that Jesus was Isaiah. Some thought that Jesus was just one of the other prophets. And we have to know for ourselves who Jesus is. There are lots of thoughts about who Jesus is today. Some think that Jesus is just a story, a historical figure. Some people think that Jesus is just a prayer in a time of desperation. But we as a church have to have the revelation that Peter had, that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God.
Amen.
That Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. It's essential as a Christian to have the proper understanding of who Jesus is.
Amen.
Because if your understanding is wrong, if your belief is wrong, then everything about him will be wrong.
All right.
Someone once told me, what you believe determines what you do.
That's right.
That's so true. If we believe that the Lord was going to come back tonight in 5 minutes, how many would be sitting and not praying? If we believe that the Lord was going to come back in a designated day, how many of us would not get ready for him? We need to know who Jesus is.
Right.
Because how we believe will determine how God works in our life. The Word of God reads in verse 13, when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? Jesus asked this question to his disciples for a very, very good reason. Do you realize that you can be walking with Jesus and not even know who he is? You can be fellowshipping with Christ and not even know who he is. You can have a relationship or a supposed relationship with Christ and not even know who he is. Don't believe me? John chapter 14 and 8 says, Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus said unto him, have I been so long time with you, and thou hast not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father, and how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believe thou not that I am the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. You have to know who Jesus is. You see, it's not enough to say, Lord, Lord. We know the scriptures say that many on that day will say, Lord, Lord, haven't we done this and haven't we done that? Haven't we preached and done miracles and all these church activities in your name? If you don't know Jesus, then he does not know you. He'll say to those people, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. We have to know who Jesus is. So many people will attack Jesus to their life. That's why they'll say, Lord, Lord, many will say that, because they were just using the benefit of Christ.
Right.
So they could fit in certain crowds. Mm-hmm. You ever wanted to be, when you were a sinner, want to get with the church lady, your talk started to change? Well, sister, I love the Lord. No, inside of you there was a devil. That's why Jesus knows the workers of iniquity. We have to know what Peter knew. And there's a reason. If we are not clear on who it is that we serve, if we are not made up our minds who it is that we serve, then we might as well serve an idol. Because Jesus is God. There's no question about it. Jesus is God. And they said, some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Isaiah, and some Jeremiah, or one of the other prophets. Some people think a lot of different things about Christ, but there's only one answer. Jesus says unto them, but who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered, said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood have not revealed unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Where did Peter get his revelation from? He didn't get it by what common man was saying about Christ. You see, you can't have a second-person relationship, and you can't have a second-person faith. You have to have Christ revealed in you. Flesh and blood cannot show you who Jesus is. Flesh and blood cannot tell you who Jesus is. But when God Almighty in heaven finally touches your soul, and you realize that the man that you're walking with is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, your life is changed forever. everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's everything.
That's right.
He's a one-stop source.
Amen.
We need to understand this. The truth never comes from education. You can study the Bible a billion days in a row. Until God shows you himself, you don't know. Peter, not Peter, but Saul, his whole life, he had the word of God. He read the word of God. He was the chief Pharisee, soon to be high priest as he stayed down that path. He didn't know who God was. He was surrounded by the word, but he didn't know who God was. You can be surrounded by church. You can be surrounded by activity. But if when you get all by yourself, Jesus isn't there, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
I would hate to see a church be lost, or people that know Christ be lost. I would hate to see the proverb come true that they have gone back the way that they once knew, not of, who have tasted of the heavenly gift. We must have a revelation of who Jesus is. Because when you're the word revelation means to take off the covers and expose what's there. When Saul finally got the revelation of who Jesus was, instead of fighting against God, he became a servant of God. Amen? Have you ever wondered why you can tell someone about the gospel and explain it to them in every way, shape, and form, but they just don't get it? It can't be forced. God has to reveal him. To them. Jesus is everything. I can't stress enough at this point that if we don't know the person of Christ, then we just don't know him. At the church, I bet I could go around and ask each one of you, who is Jesus? I might as well say, who is Barack Obama? We can give facts. He's the Lord of Lords, King of Kings. He's the Savior of the world. But do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus? You know, it's funny that when we read the scriptures in Romans, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, you'd be saved.
Amen.
Have you ever loved somebody with your heart?
Amen.
Have you ever loved somebody with your heart? If you love somebody with your heart, and you give them your heart, and we say this all the time, Lord, I give you my heart. I give you everything that's in me. I don't know about you, the first time I fell in love, and I broke up with that particular person, I was heartbroken. Because a part of me was taken away. And when we give our heart to Jesus, and we turn our back away from him, if there's no pain, there is something wrong.
All right.
If you can just walk away from Jesus, come to him on Sunday, and turn around on Monday, and there's no pain, your heart was never given. All you said was, Lord, Lord. But you didn't understand. You have to have a revelation of Jesus. Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? Let me tell you who Jesus is. Jesus is King. Jesus is the Holy and Anointed One. Jesus is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. He's Jehovah Kisiskenu, our righteousness. He's Jehovah Ra, our shepherd. He's our great high counselor. He's the bright and morning star. He's the Alpha and the Omega. He is our strong tower. He is everything. So there's a reason why God wants to be your everything. Husbands and wives, your husband better be all that you need. And wives, or husbands, your wife needs to be everything that you need. God is a jealous God. He doesn't want you looking for somewhere else. He doesn't want you looking to the left. He doesn't want you looking to the right. He wants you looking at him for every single thing that it is you need. But until we start realizing that God has all that we need, we turn other places. We seek other things.
Amen.
But there's not a term in the Bible that hasn't cleared up every single thing that we could possibly ever need. Our God is a jealous God. He's jealous over those that are his. But until we get it right, until we understand that Jesus Christ is all you'll ever need, you'll be standing the same place you were today, 10 years from now, until you get it. We don't need another revelation. God is not going to send another gift. He sent every single thing that he wanted us to ever have through Christ.
Amen.
And that gift is so perfect, and that gift is so magnificent, that if we get it, I don't need my family. I don't need my best friends. Because they'll turn against you in a time of trouble.
All right.
They might stay around for a little bit. But when I begin to realize that I've got God in heaven, and that everything I need comes from the Lord. Don't just go to the Lord when you are in a crisis. It shouldn't have got there. Don't just wait for the Lord or go to the Lord when there is just trauma or there's a death or there's something that will cause you to need a little extra help. Jesus is everything that we need. Jesus is everything that we need. The reason I say that is because until Jesus Christ is everything to you, He can't do anything through you. Until He can look at you and say, "There's my faithful servant and whom I'm well pleased," the Lord prepares us to get to a certain place so that He can begin to bestow upon us the things that He wants us to do in life. But if we're constantly going every which place to receive something, we are not receiving from the Lord. We must have a revelation of who Jesus is. God does not want you looking anywhere else. It's doubtful that He'll do too much until we get the foundation correct. You see, the church was not built upon wood, hay, and stubble. It wasn't built upon just sand. But the Word of God, the church, the very church, was built upon the foundation. You have to understand one thing first, that I am the Son of the living God. You can't have anything else until you understand the correct foundation. What good would a church be if it was founded upon the prophet Elijah? Or what good would a church be if it was founded upon Moses? No good. The church is founded upon the fact that we understand that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Amen? Do we have this foundation? Because if you have this foundation, let me tell you something. The Word of God says the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
That's right.
Do you realize that if you've got a problem in your life that you just can't seem to overcome, that you need to check your foundation? Because any weapon formed against you shall no wise prosper. If those weapons that are being formed against you are prospering, check your foundation. Because if your church, if your faith is founded upon Christ and Him crucified, if you have an understanding that we serve the God, we serve the Lord of hosts, we serve the King of kings, meaning that everything else is behind Him, everything else that is beneath Him. He says He's made His enemies His footstool. If God is in you, His enemies, your enemies have been done away with. We have to understand this first. Before the church could go any further, He had to tell His disciples, "Who do you think that I am? Who do you think that I am?" Because until you know the I am that I am, that I am, that I am, you can't do anything else. You can't do anything else until you get the foundation right. You have to know the God that it is that you serve. We serve a mighty God. We don't serve a God that has failed. We don't serve a God that knows how to fail. We serve a mighty conqueror.
Yeah.
And when we start understanding who it is that we have a relationship with, and if you understand who it is you have a relationship with, and you understand how good God is, you won't want anything else. When you understand who God is, won't be such a thing as testimony time. David knew who God was. Just read the Psalms. He knew who God was. I encourage you all, every day, just get out a piece of paper and just start writing down what the Lord is doing in your life. Because when you can see what the Lord is doing in your life, you can say, "Oh my goodness, this book is not just a book. This Jesus is not just a story. These things that He did for these other people, He's doing for me. I've got my own songs. I've got my own songs for the Lord. I don't have to look at someone else's, because the same God that wrote the book for Moses and ordered the steps of Elijah and sent Jeremiah is the same God that still speaks."
Yeah.
We serve a mighty But we have to have a revelation of who Christ is. Because when we have a revelation of who Christ is, then we can see who we are. Who are we? The Bible says that we are in need of a Savior. The Bible teaches that without God's help, we can't do anything. Without God, we can't do anything at all. And if we begin to understand who Jesus is, we'll understand that He's a convictor, we'll understand that He's a healer, and we'll understand that He's a way maker.
Amen.
We always question everything about God. Can God really change me? Can He really make me new? Does He really want me to pray? Does He really want me to lay hands on the sick? We question God. God, do you really want me to, who was it, Gideon? Lord, do you really want me to go out and fight this army? If so, let the fleece be wet on this side and dry on the other side. Oh, Lord, I see that it's dry on this side. But prove me once more, Lord. Let it be wet all on it and dry all around. Sometimes we question the things of God. Don't question this. If God says you are free, then you are free. But until we understand that the God that we serve is able to do it, we question God.
Amen.
My dad preached a message not too long ago, and he said, you realize you are calling God a liar when you don't believe what He says. We call God a liar when we don't believe what He says. I never really thought about that particular aspect, but that's exactly what it is. Church, if you are struggling with something, no matter what it may be, give it to the Lord right now. If you have issues in your life right now, give it to Jesus. Because deliverance is as simple as saying, thank you. I receive it. I couldn't do it in my own strength. I couldn't work it out in my own power. But I know that your word says, if I act according to your will, you shall do it. It's that simple. But we have to have an understanding of who Christ is. We have been brought with the price to do a certain work, to preach the gospel, to be the John the Baptist, to tell people about Christ. But you know the biggest hindrance for people witnessing, and I'll tell you a story, the biggest hindrance of people witnessing about Christ is themselves. Because they're not right with the Lord. Ask the Lord for forgiveness. He'll come into your heart and He'll make you all new. Don't live a day in the wilderness. Ask God to show you His mercy. Ask God to show you His grace. Because if we do not learn the mercy and grace of God, then we can't bear. I'm glad that the Word of God says He does not give to us as our sins deserve. The Lord wants to save people through you. But you have to know His power for yourself. You see, all the people that Jesus talked about saying, Lord, Lord, and we did this and that, they knew His power. But they didn't know Christ for themselves. They wasted their whole life being a hypocrite. They knew that they needed to serve God, but they didn't want to give God the very thing that He required, which was their heart. They didn't have revelation that they were a sinner and needed a Savior. Instead of getting down on their knees and repenting before God, they just went out doing the Lord's business without ever establishing a relationship with Him.
Amen.
You ever feel burnout in your Christian walk or ever feel like you started off good? Where did you go wrong? We have to look and check. Amen.
Amen.
He says, I say unto you, Peter, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. When the truth is revealed, you got it. When you finally get the understanding that the devil is a defeated foe, when you finally get the understanding that Christ is Christ, and that Christ is God, and that Christ is more powerful, then you will finally walk in life saying, you know what? I have Jesus. I'm not convicted of any of the truth than that I have Jesus. That I have Christ. I was reading a story the other day about the Brooklyn Bridge. And it says that the builder, initially the one that had contracted to do the work, said he could get the bridge done in 13 years, I think it was 13 years or 15 years, and he actually had died due to injury. But his son took up the place and began to rebuild the Brooklyn Bridge. And for years, and years and years and years, the people that were paying these millions of dollars looked out into the ocean, looked out into the water, and didn't see a thing. There are people that might look at this church saying, that church has been there a long time. Don't see too much happening. Little do they know that God was on the inside.
All right.
Putting that foundation in so strong that when it finally came up above and when the bridge was finally laid, that people were able to cross from one side to the other.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? God has already prepared a foundation in your heart. It's time for you to take what you know and say, you know what? I was a sinner, but I got saved. And you had issues just like I had issues. But Jesus can do the same thing in you that he's done in me. We have to have a revelation of who Jesus is. Don't go 20 years and then figure out in your deathbed that everything that you were doing was wrong. Don't do a Paul or a Saul and waste your whole life because you never said, Lord, show me who you really are. You know how many people don't know who Christ is? And just go through the motions? It's so miserable, that life. I had that life for a while. Not knowing who Christ was. Just going through the motions. But when you finally understand who he is and you have him in your heart, you can't be away from him. Because when you go away from him, you're going away from your source of strength. You're going away from your heart beat. Have we given our hearts to the Lord? Have we examined ourselves thoroughly? Are we in that question mark? Are we just saying, Lord, Lord? Or do we know him for ourselves? Do we know the Lord for ourselves? Do we have the revelation that he is the Son of the living God? Do we have the right foundation in Christ? When you get it right, the gates of hell will not prevail against you. Amen? When you get it right, everything will fall into place just as it should. Have we given our hearts to Jesus? Have we truly given our hearts to Jesus? It is so easy to say. But when we look at God and God speaks to us, does he call us his sheep? Or are we something else? Jesus wants you to know who he is. Who am I? Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. Have you given your heart to the Lord this evening? Don't waste time being a corn of wheat that doesn't fall into the ground and die. So when you finally give your heart to Jesus, he can say, you know what? I'm so glad that you did. Because what I have in store for you was so much greater than what you thought. Have you given your life to Jesus? Not just your best parts, not just your speech, but have you given him your feet? Have you given him your hands? Have you given him your eyes? Have you given him your ears? Have you given him your mind, your thoughts, every single thing that you are? Have you given it all to Jesus? Have you? The moment that you do, life is more abundant. Not just life, but but I, he said, I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Before Jesus came, we didn't have life. All we were was dead men walking. That's all we were before Christ came. We were dead men walking. Because the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is everlasting life through Christ Jesus. Whom do men say that I am? What do men say about us? They say, that's John Wallace. He's the pastor of 73 Church in Irving Crest, Ohio, and he's a mighty man of God. They say, oh, that's what was your nickname? Cool Breeze. Whom do men say that I am? We are to be a representative for Christ. But until we understand who Christ is, we don't fully understand what discipleship is. We are here with a task to do what only God gives His children to do. And that's to be that bridge. Saying, come to the other side. Come to the other side. He's done the work. We've entered into His labor. Amen. Y'all stand this evening.
Praise the Lord. As he was preaching, and he mentioned about the Brooklyn Bridge, I saw that bridge, and that was a very profound illustration of how God is working on us. Because oftentimes the work is being done underwater, unseen, unnoticed, and then all of a sudden you start to see sprouts coming up out of the water, and you realize that there's something under there, but it's yet to be seen. But the thing that makes it work is that the work doesn't stop because you start to see little sprouts. The job has to be finished, and God is finishing a work on us on the inside. It says in Philippians 1:6, to be confident in this, that he who began a good work in you, that means on the inside,
amen,
shall bring to completion in Christ Jesus. That's when it will be seen on the outside. In Christ Jesus. But he's doing some work on you right now on the inside.
Amen.
And I'm so glad that he's doing that work.
Amen.
And it's yet to be seen what he's doing. I thank God for that word. Thank God. Who do you say Jesus is? Who do you say he is? See, he's talking to the disciples, but he's speaking to all of us. If you don't know who he is, how can you serve him? How can you testify about him? How can you lead others to someone you don't know? Let's stand to our feet. We want to... Just bring your offering as you will, please. Stay. The one who's able to save you and deliver you. And we'll see everyone in the morning at 10 a.m.
Let's bow our heads once more this evening. Father God, let us come to you in Jesus' name once more, Father God. But we ask that as we leave this place, Father God, we go out to the highways and byways, that you provide us with safe traveling horses, Father God. Lord, that you continually put upon our hearts who you are, Lord. You are right here in this place, in your temple of the Holy Ghost, Jesus. We give you all the praise and all the glory.